Welcome in, folks. This is Chris Temple, editor and publisher of the National Investor, and today I'm getting back with my friend Keith Piggott, who is the CEO of Core Gold, one of my Ecuador exploration plays. I was able to catch up with Keith and on some news and things while he's traveling over in Europe talking about the company. He'll be back in Ecuador come next week. Keith, first of all, thanks for taking a few minutes today.
Yeah, lovely to be with you,
Well, the important thing is, and of course, people who have followed Core Gold since I recommended it now just over a year ago should remember this, but for any of you newbies out there who don't, Core Gold has the one major ongoing gold production of a private company in Ecuador. It's in the extreme southern part of the state. It has several very attractive exploration projects, but the story really beyond the superior upside potential I see in its projects and in the company itself is more one of Keith coming in now nearly 2 years ago and taking a company that had essentially been run into the ground and rehabilitating it. And the latest major milestone in this corporate turnaround, Keith, which you should take a bow for, you guys announced on September the 4th when the Ecuadorian, the local company that Core Gold works through, Elipe, essentially came out of what we in the U.S. would call bankruptcy protection. Tell us a little bit about that and what the relevance of that is to the company's greater freedom now financially moving forward.
Yeah, okay. It obviously is a very significant point because this company, Elipe, was the local subsidiary, and that's the company that holds all the mining concessions, some 60-odd concessions that we have in Ecuador. That had been in effectively Chapter 11 in U.S. sort of terminance since 2014, about 2 years before we took over. And when we took over in September of 2016, so we've been there 2 years now, the company was, as you remember, in very bad state. So a lot of debts owed, etc. Around $25 million to be sort of more exact. And so we had to get the company, get these certain things much more solvent through an administrator of that company. Before they would give us back the company back into our control. And that's what we've done. We've managed to reduce the debts by approximately half in that period of time. It's a rate of about $500,000 a month over that period of time. And put the company back into good standing, and so that it doesn't have massive debts against it. It doesn't owe its workers any money, and so on and so forth. So, and that gives us total control of our own concessions. I mean, the concessions were already owned by that, always owned by that, but we were not in direct control. So now we're in direct control of our own concessions, which means that we can actually borrow money now from banks, like we've announced from the investment bank in Mexico. We can get loan overdraft style things from our banking groups in Ecuador. And that really gives us room to move.
Well, that's great. And it's a testament to you and your astute management. I had, of course, followed, and we don't need to get into this for today's purposes, folks, but way back when I first learned of what in the past had gone by the corporate name Dynasty, and heard about the properties. The properties were always of great interest to me, as, of course, several years back, I first got turned on to what is now the world-class resource at Cascabel that is owned jointly by Cornerstone and Solgold. But I wasn't comfortable with the management, frankly, of Dynasty way back when, and I'm glad that such great properties now are in your far more capable hands. So what that means, of course, as you just alluded to, is that the larger financing that you've kind of had on hold with people that you know in the banking industry in Mexico, that now is back in play and hopefully will come about and enable you to pay down most of the rest of this debt as well as ramp up exploration. But for present purposes, I want to revisit quick, Keith, the two drilling programs that are in front of us right now, one at Linderos, which has been going on for a while, I think. Can you update us on that?
Yes, I most certainly can. The Linderos property, we've we said we would put five holes in there. We've now completed four. And when we complete the fifth, and probably we may end up doing a few more, we'll be putting out an overall drill results on that. The drill results are coming in a bit slow because, as you know, there's no actual drill assaying, recognized, qualified drill assaying lab in Ecuador. So they only have sample preparation labs, and we have to have them sample prepped under QAQC, you know, normal quality control provisions for the Toronto Stock Exchange. They have to be prepped and put into a qualified lab in Peru, and that takes a few weeks. So we're starting to get results, and we're seeing some interesting, what I call interesting results. We don't have the results of the holes that have been drilled towards the high-grade areas yet, but we expect to have those and the final results probably towards the end of October, early November. It's just taken a little bit longer than we thought, not so much drilling the holes, but in getting the results. So, to me, it's looking very good. The structure, as you know, is at least a kilometre long. That's 1,000 metres long and around 100 metres wide. And it's got these high-grade zones in it. Now, what we're looking to see is whether these high-grade zones, how continuous they are, and they look reasonable to us at the moment, and how basically what the sort of depth of this is, because as you're well aware, up in Sol Gold, they were drilling, we found this stuff right on the surface, but I think that obviously you're in a porphyritic zone, and porphyries are normally fairly large and can have extreme depth potential, like at Sol Gold, they're down 1,800 meters. So when you start to look at it in those terms, we're basically drilling, you know, 300 meter holes near the surface at the moment. But as we get some more information and get the alteration patterns, etc., in place, we should then start to be able to program maybe much deeper holes into the entire porphyry system. But we want to see what's happening near the surface first, and it does look very good.
Well, and of course, near surface, you already know you've got some fairly high grade mineralization, and it's pretty much all gold, correct? Is there anything else there?
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right. It's all gold. We're finding, interestingly enough, we're finding some zinc in some of the drill holes, some interesting values of zinc. I wouldn't call them commercial values because the main value is gold. But it's interesting, and the gold is not actually intimately associated with the zinc. But you're starting to see, you know, starting to get some what they call, you know, minor metal halo effects. But they are minor metals. They wouldn't affect in... It wouldn't appear to have any metallurgical effect on what we're doing, but you never know. I mean, so sooner or later we might find those in greater extent. It's very early days yet, but as you rightly point out, the main metal is gold, and 95% of the value of this product of the Linderos area at the moment appears to be in gold.
Cool. All right. Well,
and
we'll,
good grades as well.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that, and that moves us on to Copper Duke, which is another drilling program for the latter part of this year that you have previously said you want to do. And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong with the timeline, Keith, but I think now that Alipe is out of bankruptcy, that frees you up to get the proper bond and to actually commence that Copper Duke drilling. Am I right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, I mean, Alipe being in administration before for 4 years was a real hindrance to us because we couldn't move. We couldn't actually commit to do things, even though they were our concessions, because the amount of money that was owed by the company was so great that basically we weren't allowed to sort of spend more money. We had to spend our income from our mining operations, basically repaying loans and debts and things. So all of that is all falling into place now. Now, Copper Duke is really interesting because it's got a copper porphyry and brecciated copper basically sticking out of the surface. So, and then it's got the, listeners are probably not aware, it has a large stockwork zone between the porphyry copper and a gold zone further along. And the anomaly is about 4.5 kilometers long by about 3 kilometers wide. So it's a large anomaly. There's a lot of surface in work that has been done, but there's no drilling been done in the past at all, none at all. So consequently, you know, it's virgin drilling from day one, And there's some very interesting results, surface results that we're drilling under. We will be drilling under. Now, we have, as you probably don't know, we own our own drills. We have two uni drills. Those drills are capable of drilling at least 500 meters, maybe more. And one of them, of course, is in operation at Linderos. The other one we've refurbished and it's ready to go. So within the next few weeks, we will be drilling at Copper Duke. And then sort of before Christmas, I'd suggest that we start to get, you know, one or two holes in and complete it and get some results from Copper Duke as well. And that's an interesting property because it's not just gold, it's copper and gold. And it looks to be high grade, but, you know, you never know. Let's get the truth machine in the drill and see what we can get.
Well, you know what, I forget who it was, one of the mining guys that I sometimes listen to, Keith, one of the things that he said he likes to use as a kind of a model to determine what exploration plays and other types of companies he looks in, as he says that as a general rule, you want to buy mystery and sell history. Mystery, of course, meaning the potential blue sky or upside on the property. And you obviously have it in spades at both Linderos and Copper Duke, where you've got a lot of potential that hopefully will be realized with drilling. But I have to go back, folks, to the fact that this was a company that was essentially bankrupt 2 years ago, $25 million in debts, but holding some wonderful assets. And now, just from the ongoing operations and the gold production you have presently, you've been able to cut that pretty much in half, keep things going in the right direction, and now really getting to some critical mass financially to where you can start to move forward. Tell us, in closing, Keith, about the current gold production that you have that has helped to pay the bills and to whittle down this debt to date. What is your anticipation for annualized production? I think monthly you've been somewhere around 2,000 ounces a month of late.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, going forward, yeah, we're 2,000 ounces at the moment, and we're starting to increase that. Gently, we're increasing the capacity of the plant. Our problem has been we didn't have any surplus cash to basically plow into the plant because the surplus money that we were making in the plant, you know, $500,000-$600,000 a month of surplus money, we were having to pay down debt. So we couldn't pay down debt, to do exploration, and expand the plant at the same time. It just doesn't work. So taking the company out of liquidation, the operating company, and freeing it up to pledge its assets, etc., to move forward is a big leap forward for us. So now over the next year, 18 months, I believe that we will be getting up to somewhere between 50,000 and 100,000 ounces of gold production by the end of next year, that's 2019. And by the end of this year, we should have moved up substantially on what we're doing at the moment. But we're doing around 2,000 ounces a month at the moment. The other thing I'd just like to say is the other potential we have is actually underneath the current Dynasty Goldfield where we're mining, where that goldfield is over 8 kilometers long. It may be 9 to 10 kilometers long, over 100 veins sticking out of the surface, anywhere from 2 to about 10 meters wide. Those veins are averaging by 43101, and I believe the figures are really, really possibly underestimated, 2.2 million ounces at least, and that's just drilling to 150 meters. And underneath that is our major porphyry systems. And there are out of the 200 drill holes that were drilled, there were three of them drilled in there, and those porphyry systems, which had around a gram of gold and 0.15% copper. So you're starting to see that is a major, major exploration play as well. So we don't have just the production. We have three what I call mystery plays, but really, really potential mystery plays because they've got massive gold showings on the surface.
That's neat. Well, onward and upward as always, Keith. Again, you're to be applauded for taking a company that was essentially bust and with great assets, and now you can start to exploit those great assets. So congratulations, folks. You need to check it out if you haven't before on my website, nationalinvestor.com. Click on Featured Opportunities. You'll see my initial recommendation of a year ago on this company, and the story continues to get better now with the financial milestone that the company has reached. We should see all of this activity really start to accelerate. Keith, thanks again for joining me today, and I'll look forward to another chat and another update, hopefully before too much longer.
Thank you very much, Chris, and thank you for your confidence in us. Thank you.